Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rural roads of Oak Ridge County. The road, known for its winding turns and dense surrounding forests, was shrouded in a mist that gave it an eerie, otherworldly quality. As he drove, Ethan's headlights caught the figure of a young woman standing by the roadside, her thumb outstretched in the universal sign for hitchhiking. She appeared to be in her early 20s, with long, dark hair and a pale blue dress that seemed oddly out of place in the cold night. Driven by a mix of concern and curiosity, Ethan pulled over. The woman, introducing herself as Sarah, climbed into the passenger seat, thanking him profusely. She spoke little, her voice soft and melancholic, and asked to be dropped off at the edge of town. As they drove, Ethan tried to engage her in conversation, but Sarah remained distant, her gaze fixed on the passing trees. Ethan noticed her shivering and turned up the heat, but the car remained inexplicably cold. Approaching the town, Ethan glanced over to ask Sarah for specific directions, but to his shock, the passenger seat was empty. The car door had never opened. Sarah had simply vanished into thin air. In her place was an old, faded photograph lying on the seat. It showed a young woman, unmistakably Sarah, dated over 50 years ago. Unnerved and seeking answers, Ethan stopped at a nearby diner. He showed the photograph to the waitress, who paled upon seeing it. She recognized the girl as Sarah Williams, a local who had died tragically in a car accident on that very road, decades ago. Since then, her spirit had been seen hitchhiking, always disappearing before reaching the town. Ethan, a skeptic-turned-reluctant believer, continued to the edge of town, his mind racing. He reached the spot where Sarah said she lived, only to find an old, dilapidated house, long abandoned. As he stood there, contemplating the night's eerie events, a sudden chill enveloped him. The mist thickened, and in it, he saw Sarah's figure once again, her eyes hollow and sorrowful. She pointed to the house, her voice a whisper carried by the wind, urging him to look inside. Compelled by a force he couldn't resist, Ethan entered the house. The interior was decrepit, with remnants of a life long gone. In the living room, he found a diary belonging to Sarah. The entries spoke of her dreams, her fears, and her love for a boy she was to meet that fateful night she died. As Ethan read the diary, the atmosphere grew oppressive, the shadows in the corners of the room deepening. A cold hand seemed to grip his heart when he read the last entry, Sarah's hope to escape her troubled home life and start anew, a hope cut short by tragedy. In a terrifying climax, the ghostly figure of Sarah appeared in the room, her expression one of deep sadness and longing. She reached out to Ethan, her touch icy and ethereal. He felt a surge of her emotions, her pain, her regret, and her unfulfilled desires. Overwhelmed by the encounter, Ethan rushed out of the house, the image of Sarah's tormented spirit etched into his memory. He drove away from Oak Ridge, but the haunting experience stayed with him. David Harris, a 34-year-old traveling salesman with a penchant for late-night drives, found himself on a long stretch of highway cutting through the heart of the countryside. He was known for his logical mindset and a calm demeanor under stress, traits that served him well in his job. However, this particular night would test the limits of his composure. David's journey began ordinarily enough as he set off on Route 29, a road he had traveled countless times before. The night was clear, with a full moon casting a pale glow over the landscape. He planned to drive through the night as the quiet roads helped him think and unwind. As hours passed, David noticed something peculiar. The road, usually familiar and uneventful, seemed different. Mile after mile, the scenery remained unchanging. The same trees, the same stretch of road, as if he were stuck in a loop. He checked his GPS, but it showed him moving along his intended route. Feeling uneasy, David tried to find a turnoff or a landmark, but none appeared. The road stretched endlessly ahead, the landscape eerily repetitive. The fuel gauge in his car curiously hadn't moved, and his watch seemed to be stuck at 2:03 a.m. Anxiety mounting, David pushed his car faster, hoping to break out of this seemingly infinite loop. That's when surreal elements began to manifest. Shadows along the roadside moved unnaturally, contorting into bizarre shapes. Whispering voices emerged from the darkness, speaking in hushed, indecipherable tones. David's rational mind struggled to make sense of the situation. He attempted to turn around, only to find the road behind him shrouded in an impenetrable darkness that seemed to follow his car, engulfing everything in its path. The night grew increasingly bizarre. Time lost meaning as the landscape shifted subtly yet disturbingly. Trees bent at impossible angles, and the moon appeared to flicker like a dying light. David's sense of isolation and dread intensified with each passing mile. In a desperate attempt to escape the nightmare, David stopped the car and stepped out, only to find the atmosphere outside suffocating and oppressive. The whispers grew louder, and he could feel unseen eyes watching him from the darkness. Panicked, David got back into the car and drove on, the road continuing its unending stretch. Hours seemed to blend together, the landscape becoming more alien and menacing. He began to see figures on the roadside, ghostly apparitions that appeared human but with distorted, haunting features. As dawn should have been approaching, David realized the night wasn't yielding to daylight. The darkness remained absolute, the moon now a mere sliver in the sky, casting a blood-red hue over the road. In the story's terrifying climax, David came upon a bridge that hadn't been there before. As he crossed, the structure began to crumble, the abyss below calling to him with the voices of the damned. He tried to reverse, but the road behind him had vanished into the void. The bridge collapsed, sending David and his car plummeting into the darkness. His screams were swallowed by the void, his existence erased from the world.